Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Ah, Japers, how's things? Normally you do the talking first.
No, but I like it. I like changing it up a bit.
Okay, welcome to the podcast with Jim McCabe and Potato Face. It's better when you do it.
Was that meant to be an impression of me?
No, that's my radio voice. Welcome to the podcast. Your voice is much better.
That's your radio voice.
Yeah. You know the way you've got one. We always say it on this show and stuff that you have the voice that you could sell anything. You know, they're like, hi, Jim McCabe. Today we have a big wooden bowl to give away. It's made of wood. It's hard and good. And we're giving
it's
it to you as a
prize. It's made of wood. It's hard and good.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm not as
brilliant.
Good
that's
as you
brilliant.
Are.
No, when it comes to this. That's perfect. The sad part about that is he's only half messing, because there was a time I once was on a show. It wasn't on this radio station.
No,
but I was
wasn't.
Once on a show where I did have to give away a wooden bowl
as a prize. As part of a competition. And I was, I swear to God, I was listening in the other room. I'll never forget it. And Jim, you have to sell these things. And Jim was like, so
beautiful hand carved wooden bowl.
A beautiful hand carved wooden bowl could be yours.
Make a fantastic addition to any home.
Do you remember that? And there was another lad on the same station. Do you remember that? And he had a bottle of wine to give away every day. It was like a fiver. And yeah. Every day, and he got to do the whole thing.
Times were hard, right,
and,
man?
And in fairness, he knew how to. He was another one who could sell anything, you know.
Yeah.
And he was, and he had to do the whole. And he was an old timer as well, so he was doing the whole.
What's this as well business?
Well, yeah, he's older than you. Hard going. I don't know if he's even still alive, but. Every day he was doing the whole a bottle of wine to give away. Today, if you can tell us what the answer to the riddle is, riddle me this, riddle me that, and it's a bottle of wine, red or white, your choice. It's called Charbonnet or whatever, and yours in your local supermarket for €7. Yeah, or whatever it was. And it was really funny, but like it just shows sometimes you just don't have the access. Thankfully,
and obviously,
we're past
that
nowadays.
Exactly, and the other thing as well is obviously there was a time when you wouldn't have any control over what the advertisers and people would want to do. So I mean, you kind of had to just go with the flow.
I know.
And you
found
yourself giving away some unusual things.
It's just that one week you'd be giving away. Remember, we were giving away holidays to Turkey. We gave away.
Yeah.
And then you're giving away holidays to New York, we gave one away.
Yeah.
Barbados, we gave away. And then it's all of a sudden, it's like two fucking wooden bowls that you and her can eat cereal from every morning. And we will put your name on the bottom of the wooden bowl. It won't be done with a penknife before it is delivered.
Would have stuck with you. I remember you saying that to me when I had to give away. Because I was at a different show at that stage.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying it to me.
Literally,
that, the idea of hearing a lad saying your chance to win a wooden bowl.
And
trying to sell us.
And in the meantime, there's someone on Nova at the same time saying, and you can have a holiday to Tokyo for two. You're going, nah, I'm in for the wooden bowl. To hell with that shit.
Yeah. I don't want any of that foreign muck. Give me a good Irish wooden bowl.
Hand carved by a hippie in Drimna.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. I tell you something, my head is done in with the cold. I've had enough now.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
Especially today.
Today, we were out doing the stuff the prizes. No, we've just talked about that. At the posters. And being on the bike and all, man, cracking ice off the bike seat every morning so I can put my ass on it. It's getting.
Really have a problem with the cold.
Which
is extraordinary.
I hate it.
But it's mad the way you have such a problem with the cold, and yet you're so adamant that you won't put any heating on.
Well, that's why I feel it even more. I'm not going to put the heat on just because I'm freezing.
Because what other reason would you have?
Well, you can lie in bed all day, There's different ways of dealing with the cold.
But the other thing is, if you have that experience of dealing with the cold right in the house, you refuse to put the heating on, your attitude is get another jumper or stick your jacket on.
Or go to someone else's house.
Go to
Kelly's gaff.
Actually, I just realised that's probably the only reason we get you to work every day, is it?
The heat.
Because the heat's on in here.
Jeez, yeah, I swear, you're not even far wrong. Yesterday, Kelly, my partner, was away.
Yeah.
And I just went to their gaff and stayed there for the day with the heat on.
unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I thought you'd have been kind of, because they say that, don't they? That the reason kind of nowadays we're all a bit wimpy and a bit soft is because we've had central heating and our bodies are used to it, whatever. And now, you know, you go into what we regard as cold. Wouldn't have been regarded as cold years ago.
It
would have been just the norm.
But that's a different era as well. You know, that was an era that didn't have any comfort, you know. And then they preach like, we should be like them. You know the way your granddad,
we only had one pair of fucking trousers. and I had them on in winter and I rolled them up to the knee in the summer. And we went for the swim in the spring so they were washed.
Yeah.
And that was fucking it. And look at you. €250 and a pair of jeans that you didn't even wear 5 times.
You know, like, you're just...
Stories about having to wash themselves in cold water and everything.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, me and me and me 6 brothers, we had one sponge and a bucket of water to clean each other with. Toilet paper. I mean, we used to have a bucket of leaves.
You know, it was like all this... And they say it to you as if you're gone soft instead of... Fair play. At least yous don't have that sort of nonsense anymore.
Yeah, yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't celebrate the advancement.
No, they always say, it's like you should feel the hardship because I did. You know, just because I did, it means you should do it.
But I would have thought you'd have been sort of acclimatized to the cold. Do you know what I mean? Because the gas thing about you is, right, there's a really small window within which PJ is comfortable, right? I mean, a temperature window. So if it goes too far to the cold or too far to the warm, like, it's a small enough window. Like, you get in here, if somebody was to increase, say, the what do you call that thing, air conditioning, by a degree, you'd be like, oh, Jesus, I'm sweating here. God's sake, I can't stand
up. Sweat, yeah. And then they take it down too, and you're like, ah, my God, it's baldic.
Like, what? You're like a finely tuned machine.
Yeah. Finely tuned, but I'll always go for too hot rather than too cold, you know, that way.
Right.
You know, like,
even if it's dull and grey and gank and all.
Yeah. Well, when I lived on my own out in Dunleary,
I wasn't talking about his house there, I meant the weather.
Yeah. They're both the same. When I lived out in Dunleary there, though, I used to make food sometimes when I wasn't hungry, just so I could lean over the cooker and get the heat off it. I'm not even joking. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'd be leaning over the pot going, Jesus, I might do them sprouts for another 10 minutes. Jesus, it's freezing. And then run up to bed and eat them.
What caused this? Did you work out what the heating was costing you or something and you decided, right, that's it now, no more?
I remember I was living on my own. Well, no, I was living with my ex at the time. And we were in Merino there, you know.
Yeah.
And you call the oil man.
Right.
I won't say the name of the company, but whatever, the oil fella comes along and he puts the big holes down the thing in the back and fills up the tank and all.
Yeah.
And he goes, how much do you want? I says, I'll just fill it up. And he goes, no bother. And he filled it up and then I was there sort of, I think I had about £150, whatever. And then he goes, I went, how much is that? And he goes, €1,010. Yeah. I said, 1,010? What the fuck are you talking about? He was like, 1,010 euro.
What did you think kind of oil and stuff cost?
I said, fill it up every time I fill up the car. Like, or the bike. The bike gets to 26 quid, man, is a full bike. I thought a full house would be about 150.
Oh, my God.
1,010 fucking euro. And then come Patrick's Day. He was like, we better get that done again. I was saying, we're never doing that again. We are never doing that again. We're just never putting the heat on. Buy 2 new duvets, wrap up and lie down. Don't move. Lean over the cooker.
So that's, you were basically scarred, were you? And you decided, I will never be warm again.
I was saving up for a holiday. €1,010, no way. No way.
Man.
So the heat, I just have a total aversion to it. I can't. Right. Can't do it. I'd sell me teeth before I turned the heat on.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Like, it just feels like it's just not value for money,
I mean, you're obviously a candidate to emigrate at some stage, are you? If you got half a chance to go to a sunny climb, although, to be honest with you, then you'd end up having to pay for feckin' air conditioning or something that'd do your nuts in.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'd be the other way.
Try to stay cool.
Walking around Madrid in the nip in the summer. Jesus, how much is it just for a fan and a fella to blow it? You don't blow a fan. Whatever, you know what I mean.
man. Have you ever found the perfect, because you've been all over the place. Have you ever found the perfect climate? Like the most, you know, the spot on kind of.
Yeah, about 22. Degrees, I think, is the perfect. You know, when you're away, like when I was in Tenerife there recently.
22?
Yeah, 22 is lovely.
Which means you're never happy in Ireland except for maybe 3 days a year.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong, yeah. But about 22 is perfect, you know.
Right.
22 outside, light breeze, happy dog.
Great.
Beer, chips. When I think about it, there's a lot of things, sort of factors to get this right, yeah. But about 22 degrees. And I'm never cold downstairs, though. Like, I can wear shorts all year round.
You mean on your body downstairs?
Yeah.
I just thought you meant in your gaff.
No,
it's always grand downstairs. Upstairs is...
Oh, no. I just mean from the flute down. I'm never cold there. It's always up, you know. I can wear shorts in January, February, no problem. December, right through. No, that doesn't bother me at all. But it's the upstairs. It's from the Mickey up. Things just get so cold.
Well, I wonder why that is. Because you do see that. You see lots
of
lads.
Must be all the blood going down in me flow.
You do see lads walking around in shorts all year.
Yeah, you know, and they're comfortable.
And all that sort of stuff. And you're right. The only one exception I would have with that is my feet are always freezing.
My feet do. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, you're right. The feet, get very cold. Yeah.
So the flute to the feet are grand.
Yeah, so it's basically just the flute and ties.
Upwards.
To flute and ties? It just sounds like a...
Although I think I have that, because it seems to be... I was going to say me extremities, but I don't want people to jump to conclusions. Yeah. But me hands and feet are always cold, even if the rest of me is actually okay.
Yeah. Although flute and ties sounds... Imagine, you'd never ask for food that way. Do you want the breast in the tonight's snack box? Just the flute and ties, please. Pardon? Flute and ties and chips, please. Yeah. You don't have a chicken flute. My God, this place has gone to hell.
That'd be an amazing dress code as well, wouldn't it? Gentlemen are required to have flute and ties.
Yeah, flute and ties. Basically, you have to unzip your trousers and wear a long tie.
Yes, are you a gentleman? Yes, thank you very much indeed. And you're wearing a tie. Well done.
You meet each other and you just shake each other by the Mickey instead of hands. That's what gentlemen do. Hello, nice to meet you. Two tugs.
By the way, nice tie.
Yeah, nice tie. Boom, boom. I'll give you three tugs for that. Fair play to you, sir. And thank you for making the effort.
That's the poshest restaurant you'll ever need.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, listen, we're going to give you a few of the best bits from during the week. And actually, there is a connection, I suppose, with flute and ties in that we were discussing dad bods.
Yes.
During the week, how PJ and myself have been misled. I mean, some people look at PJ and myself now and they think, geez, they really let themselves go. Yeah. And they don't realise that we were actually, you know, we were following what we thought was a trend.
The fashion trend for the ideal, basically. And it turns out not to be true.
They lied to us.
They did.
You'll get to hear that. Also on the body front as well. BJ got behind the free a nipple campaign.
Free a nipple.
Yeah.
It's about time.
He stood up. He was feminist empowered.
Yes, I was.
Standing up for his feminist rights.
I support anyone who wants to show their boobies on the internet. Man or woman.
Because there is a campaign, believe it or not. And we were kind of surprised to find out that it wasn't Dirty Outfellas who were behind it.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
Anyway, so you get to hear that as well. Also, there was a story about a new kind of gadget for your home, okay? And it's effectively, look, it was a spoon, okay?
Yes, yeah.
That was going to become available. But it led us down a very different path.
A very strange path, yeah.
A very different path.
That shows that Jim is, in fact, a human conductor. But... You'll hear that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I have an earth on
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And then also, of course, we started the week talking about PJ's weekend from last weekend, which, you know, often I comment on the fact that with him being such a rich and famous celebrity
and living such a glamorous life,
but this didn't fall into that category at all, really, did it?
No, but I will say I'm doing it again this weekend because it's the best thing I've had in ages.
Right, have a listen. We'll talk to you on the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Well, you know, Kelly, who I'm seeing and all, she was like, she's doing her IBT training to try and learn how to ride a motorbike. So you have to do it in Kinnegad, believe it or not.
Right.
So she was like, I gave her a lift out, you know, to help her out with her confidence. I was there, I'll go in the car, you mind? And I went out there and she was going off to do her thing. And then I was sitting in the Midlands on my own thinking, I haven't had breakfast.
What time was this now?
This was about just after 7 o'clock in the morning.
On a Sunday morning?
On a Sunday morning,
were driving to Kinnegad?
Yeah, yeah, Kinnegad, yeah. And then, as I was leaving, the woman came out and with a big tray, steam tray full of sausages. I thought, maybe I'll stay.
Where's this now?
In this Kinnegad Plaza. Right off the motorway.
The Kinnegad Plaza.
Best place.
Is that a hotel?
No, it is a brilliant. It is a very varied petrol station with a lot of facilities, you know?
So, sorry, hang on a second. You're telling me that at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you were sitting in a Midlands petrol station?
Yeah.
Were you on your own?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the celebrity life.
The glamour. The glamour. And then I went up, there was no one in
it. Eating sausages on your own in a petrol station in Kinnegad.
Five of them I had.
At 7 a.m.
Five sausages in a full long baguette. I asked her, could you put five of them in one of them? And she said, yes. And I went, there was no one listening. I would have been embarrassed if there was anyone else there.
Yeah.
And what about, like, about four pieces of black pudding pulled apart and a load of brown sauce as well? No problem, she goes.
I have to confess, I have no problem with the food. That does sound delicious.
I sat down.
I'm sorry, I can't shake this mental image of you sitting on your own in a garage in Kinnegad eating sausages and black pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, at 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning.
On a Sunday.
I think that's the bad part. I was walking out. And I saw this thing called Dairy Milk Mystery Chocolate. I went, oh, Jesus. I like, what's that?
Yeah.
Sounds like a challenge. So I had one of them. Now, at this point, it's 7:30 a.m. I've had a bar of chocolate, five sausages, four pieces of black pudding, a huge white baguette. I went home then. I thought, oh, my God, this is... I'm after losing the run of myself. Anyway, I thought, I better have some lint balls. There was a bag of lint balls there. I had about four of them. And then I was there, I'm going to go down to the shop and get some stuff for the house.
Right.
I got two trays of Coke and a double pack of chocolate Mikados, and I got into bed and I ate it. I had two cans of Coke and about 14 of them chocolate Mikados for lunch. Lovely. It was a great state to start the day.
What a day, man.
So if you're wondering why I'm not feeling like myself today, Jim,
it could be something to do with the phenomenal amounts of sugar content.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose finishing the day off with a 3-day-old curry out of a slow cooker that wasn't even mine was probably not the best way to do things either.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Now, it appears that PJ and myself have been misled, right? It appears that we were given incorrect information.
What happened now?
And it led us to the way we look.
Yes.
Now, we thought that looking the way we look, we thought that was in, didn't we?
We really
thought
did.
That was in fashion.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, we really did. Because we've been told for how long now? 10 years maybe. We've been told the dad bod is actually what people see as being sexy.
Exactly.
Go away with your Rockshore abs or your whatever they're called abs.
Rockshore.
I don't know, it's all I could think of. I thought of pebbles. Go away with
you. That'd be amazing now. Can't you hear your man on the radio? He said Rockshore gives you abs. I'm going to have to start drinking more of that.
Yes, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Always drink responsibly.
Yes, drink till you have abs. Rockshore abs and his bustling muscles. Go away with all of that. I want a little dumpling that I can hold.
Nice, squidgy, soft lad that you can... You press him in and it takes him ages to come out again.
Squishy and, you know, when he sits down, his t-shirt comes up and his trousers go down a bit.
Exactly. And hair comes out of all sorts of places.
Out of his ears and up over the back of his t-shirt. And we were told
that's
this.
What they told us.
Yeah. Well, they've done a scientific study. They've looked at all the sort of dating profile statistics. They've done all of this sort of stuff. And guess what? Well. Turns out women, on the whole, generally speaking, not everyone, blah, blah, blah. But on the whole, you've a much more likely chance of meeting someone if you are a muscly tall man.
Wow.
A fit, muscly man.
Who could have seen that coming?
And here's me and Jim eating selection boxes like they're going out of fashion.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like we were enjoying ourselves. We were literally, we thought we had to bulk up.
I've a good mind to go back to the broccoli now, you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, deliberately overeating so that we could get the dad bod thinking it was in vogue.
You know what it is? Fair play to women who told us the dad bod lie. You know, because Women are better than men sometimes. They were trying to make us feel better.
Yeah.
It's easy with women. No matter what, they get dressed up. They just immediately start to look better. They say, what do you think? Do I look okay? You look gorgeous. They generally do. Yeah. You look amazing. Like, I always thought you looked amazing. You look amazing.
You're saying it's a bit harder to find a compliment with a lad.
With a lad, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look at him. Yeah. No.
Look at the size. No.
No.
It's, honestly, that huge lump on the front of your body.
Yeah, that's...
It's very attractive.
It's very... Look at that.
Look, it's soft. You know, look, it's soft.
I love a big bushy bum. What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you talking about? Look, it's like a big... It's like a feathered pillow.
Just as a matter of interest, what was it...
Look at your hairy ears. You'd swear you had two hats on. You know...
Just as a matter of interest, what was a dad bod was meant to be? It was a sort of a...
Like
it was sort of it went. It had gone a little. It let itself go a little bit.
Yes. So you're not like you're not huge.
You weren't full sumo necessarily.
No, you're soft around the edges.
Soft around the edges.
Bit of a belly. You know. Yeah. Probably a patch of hair you can't get to.
Part of it is that us as lads believing it.
I know. Yeah.
Isn't that it? That tells you everything you need to know about blokes.
It doesn't.
Somebody turns around and says, honestly, no, I know that. You know. Sickly white fast there around your waist. It's attractive, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it really?
Are you sure, though? Okay. No? Are you sure? You're not just telling me that. No,
thanks very much.
I can see your belt is fighting to save for its life. I can see that, love. But it's you look lovely. Have you turned into size and everything?
And those man diddy things. They look, honestly, in fairness, it's very soft, you know, look, for lying on and stuff.
That bra could fit anyone, love. Don't you be hard on yourself.
And of course, us being lads, yeah, you're right. You know, so you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever have those moments you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you ever have them and you go, tell you something for an elf? I'm not doing too bad. Do you ever do that?
I have to confess, I've never done that.
No. Oh, I do. I'll tell you something for an elf now. You know what I mean? I'll tell you something. I think I'd pass as a 35-year-old. Something like that. So you go out and you have a bit of swagger.
What a mirror you have,
man. And you get into the petrol station and realise your fly is open. All the young ones are laughing at you. You know, you know, or your pants are falling down and you're there going, I don't feel too bad. You go for a date and all, you're thinking, yeah, oh man, I'm still have a knockout. And you realise, oh my God, I have to open my trousers. I'm after eating too much, I have to open my trousers. He's there on a date, do you mind if I open my trousers?
Yeah, you're getting a bit forward. No, I don't want any hanky-panky. I can't breathe.
Yeah. Do you want to leave? No, I'm going to just... You go. I'm just going to sit here till I close.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. On Radio Nova.
Scientists in Japan, in the Meiji University in Tokyo, they've developed an electric spoon. Now, you might think, what in the name of God? Why?
Yeah.
Well, here's why. Apparently, we've too much salt in our diets, generally speaking. We're still adding too much salt to food, right?
Okay.
So, they have designed an electric spoon that, when you put it in your mouth, it gives you a mild electric shock. And that replicates the feeling that in your mouth that sodium puts in your mouth. Therefore, it makes the food taste a little bit more salty, and it would stop you adding salt onto your food.
This is
what they're, instead of just saying don't use salt, now this is what they're doing. So they call it electric salt. They get the electric shocks they put in your mouth. And it's expected to go on sale later this year. They don't know how much, but no one's buying it.
So somebody would willingly give themselves a small electric shock with every mouthful of food they had.
Rather than go without salt, yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
Neither can I.
I mean, the amount of times I get those stupid static shocks around here.
I don't know what it is with Jim or what sort of socks he wears, but you want to see everything he touches, he gets an electric shock off. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's probably me cheap clothes.
He leans against his car, zap. Every time he touches the desk here, zap, zap, zap. You can hear it. Like, you always get shocked.
And that's awful. That's a horror. I mean, you know, like I do. I mean, I try very hard not to resort to expletives, as you well know, Mr. Guy.
No, you don't. You want to hear it every time it happens. Mother, Evan, stupid.
I don't know why it happens to me all the time.
I don't know.
Cheap clothes.
It never happens to me. And we're in the same room all the time.
I know. And so I can't. So the idea of...
That is if I spend a fortune on me clothes.
The idea of willingly shocking yourself.
Yeah.
With that. It's like, I mean...
Why do people do
that? Mind you, to be honest with you, that's... That actually sounds like the kind of thing now that if a lad discovered one of them...
Yeah.
He'd actually get... He'd prank his mate with it. Here, have you not... Oh, here, use that.
Yeah.
Just to see him give himself an electric shock.
We all do these things. It's like when you know, when you were young, you used to lick batteries just to make yourself...
I never did that now.
I did, loads of times.
I actually wouldn't do it because the very reason that it gave you that, whatever it gave you.
Oh, it's horrible.
Wasn't there an electric shock?
No, it's like this... Oh, no, it's... I don't know how to describe it. This... Oh, it's like you're pouring acid into your mouth.
But you willingly did it.
Loads of times. Loads of times. And you know, if you have fillings in your teeth and you chew tinfoil, do you ever do that?
No.
Oh, it's awful. I've done that loads of times.
Why do you keep doing these awful things?
To see how awful they are.
So, you know, licking batteries and chewing tinfoil.
Yeah, or you spray deodorant into your mouth. Do you ever spray deodorant into your mouth?
No.
It's awful. Don't do it. I've done it loads of times. Yeah.
Loads of times.
Or, you know those, yeah. Oh, yeah. So lads do things to themselves they should never do.
Themselves and others as well.
And others. My ex-Mrs. Elaine, yeah. She bought one of those. You know those, they look like a tennis racket. And they're electric fly swatters. Do you ever see them?
I vaguely know.
It literally looks exactly like a tennis racket. And you press a button on it and then you hit the fly and it electrocutes the fly.
Oh, right, okay.
And she bought one of them and she goes, "Let me hit you in the head with it." And I was there.
"Let me hit you in the head with it."
Yeah.
Not even taking you by surprise.
No, she goes...
Actually coming up to you face to face saying, "I want to hit you in the
head."
She goes,
Let me put it on your head and turn it on. And I went, "Go on, so." And
of course you did.
Yeah.
How you weren't signed up for Jackass is absolutely beyond me.
But here's
willingly doing things that you know either hurt or disgust you. What is wrong with you, man?
Yeah, anyway, she put it on my head and she pressed the button and nothing happened. And do you know what? The both of us went, "Oh, that's unfortunate."
Remember the time you said you used to always be, when you worked with Jason Byrne?
Yes.
Before the pair, you were famous and you were in that...
in the light warehouse, Light and
you
Dimensions.
You were constantly giving him an electric shock.
Giving each other electric shocks all the time. Ew. All the time. Oh my God. And then I electrocuted myself twice and I thought it was him. I told you about that, did I? I plugged one end of an extension lead in.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work. I had to do a flash test, you know. Yeah. So, and if the light didn't come on, it didn't work. I had to fix it. But I left it plugged in and I opened the socket end. And then I had my hand on the neutral and I put my thumb on the live and it blew me up on the back. I went, "Ah!" And I looked around and Jason went, "Oh yeah, very funny, you sap. Don't mind your eye, you tick, you." And he was like, "What did I do?" And I went, "Yeah, what did I do?" And I turned around and I electrocuted myself again.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Regular listeners, well, to be honest with you, even not regular listeners to the show, but anybody who knows PJ at all will know he has a phenomenally enormous following. Following on Twitter and Instagram,
it's
social
not
media.
That enormous.
He's got literally hundreds of thousands
no,
of people.
No, that's not true.
Who hang on his every word on things like Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that.
It's just not
and
true.
And one of his great frustrations over the years has been the fact that to date, he hasn't been able to get his nipples out.
Again, this is not true.
Well, you say it all the time. You say, "God, if only I could put a photograph up of me, you know, in the buff."
Well, actually, on Instagram, man duties are completely acceptable.
What? Discrimination?
Yes, it is discrimination. And there's been a campaign now for a while now. Free a nipple has been a campaign that's been going on for a while. If anyone old enough will remember Brendan Grace doing Free a Nipper.
Exactly. What was that? Was that for a petrol company or something? Was
Maxall.
Maxall.
Maxall Garage.
That's
Free
right.
a Nipper, yeah. But now Free a Nipple has been going, hashtag Free a Nipple has been big on Instagram because like that, man ditties are completely acceptable. Lady ditties are not so acceptable. If you put them up, they'll take down the post and you get reported and all that. But it looks like they're about to book it. It looks like lady nipples will be allowed very soon. It looks like they're going to book it.
Can I just ask, who's behind the campaign?
Well, amazingly, like when we were young lads.
Right.
Page 3 and all was a thing. Remember?
Yeah.
And they'd have someone like, "This is Amber, 22. She likes playing snooker and drinking cocktails."
Exactly. Yeah. They'd phrase it as though it was like they'd have her in a, you know, if it was a snooker thing or whatever, they'd have her literally holding the cue wearing nothing but a dickie bow.
Yeah, that's right. And her hair be huge. And
and they'd say, big snooker fan.
She
likes potting a good one in the
yeah, yeah. She's looking for her big break on the, you know, it's all that sort of silly old stuff.
And but women, that got condemned.
Yeah,
didn't
so women campaigned for years to get that stopped, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's gone the other way. Women are more empowered, and you know, like I guess, like it's just the narrative is different nowadays. It's just completely different. So
you're saying it's not a group of dirty lads trying to get boobies onto Instagram.
Yeah, no, it's not lads with cigars and mustaches going, "Why can't I
see boobies on the internet?"
No, because there's loads of boobies
right,
on the internet.
Okay.
It's women who are posting, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that they have their own OnlyFans pages, want to promote them and all these sorts of things that people do now, and it looks like they're going to be able to do it. It's they've been saying it's discrimination that lads can do it and women can't, and they're
it's very hard to know
where to stand,
isn't it?
I know, especially you if know you're of our vintage.
Well,
it
exactly
is, yes.
And you're trying your best to kind of do the stuff that doesn't offend anybody and, you know, supports people and, you know, gives them their supports their rights, whatever their rights are, and all that sort of stuff. And you just, it's very difficult to know what to, you know, like, down with that sort of thing. There shouldn't be women's boobies all over the social media.
Yeah.
And then it's a woman turns around and goes, "How very
excuse
dare you.
Excuse me.
It's my body and I will do with it what I want."
Yeah, look at you. You look like a potato sack. If you take off your top, no one cares.
Well, I thought I was supporting you.
Well, you thought
well,
wrong.
Well, you thought
you big
wrong,
idiot.
Didn't you? I want to swing me boobs all over the internet or whatever it is, you know.
I mean, actually, just a matter of interest, have you ever been tempted to go the OnlyFans route?
Me?
You've been tempted, you know, to maybe put a certain part of you behind a paywall and try and make a few quid out of, you know, because let's face it, I mean, how many
me?
Of you got? You've got a couple of hundred thousand followers or whatever it is.
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't know what they'd be into, like, you know, who knows?
It'd be a very niche sort of a page, wouldn't it? It'd be like, you know, wouldn't it?
No. It's hard to know, really, what your OnlyFans content would be.
Be sort of naked culture or something like that, or potato man. You're definitely a very niche sort of a thing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think most people want to pay to see a sort of over-tattooed, slightly chunky, middle-aged man in the nip, you know.
You don't have to assume that it's like, you know, a kind of, you know, rude things.
You're right,
yeah. It might be just an insight into your life. Maybe you could, you know, there might be, I don't know, pictures of your kitchen.
No,
or your, you
no
know,
one's going to pay for that. It'd be like, if I go on that, OnlyFans would turn into some like Victorian freak show. They'd be like, "Line up and see the freak. For $2, you can see he has ladies' boobies and a behind of a baboon."
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Right, there we go, folks. Some of the best bits for Morning Glory during the week. Next week, by the way, I've no idea what's going on.
No.
I just thought I'd tell you that now.
Yeah, what's the difference? Why announce it this week instead of any other?
I'm just saying, because, you know, sometimes you kind of have an inkling as to kind of what's in the, you know,
in the pipeline.
Like plans and things that are going on.
I think for once we're going to have a regular, uneventful week.
Yeah.
At least that's the plan. Now I've said it, God knows what's going to happen.
But
so,
we are heading into sort of pretty much the final full week of January, isn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Like, we're getting close to the end.
Yeah, my God, this month drags on. Jesus almighty. It's no wonder we're all flipping upset and freezing our arse off and everything. Moaning and all, and overeating and having 20 lint balls or 16 or whatever it was I had last night.
Yeah.
So we're all doing it.
Yeah, I don't think that's obligatory.
Yeah. Oh,
20,
yeah.
20 lint balls.
Yes, yeah. It did turn my stomach.
I fair play to you being able to afford lint balls.
Well, no, I didn't buy them. I told you. I went into Kelly's house and I turned on her heat and ate her lint balls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So basically what you do now is you move around just like taking other people's heat.
Yeah.
Other people's Wi-Fi. Other people's lint balls.
Yeah, I'm a little hobo, really. Like we were saying the other day, there's a voice that keeps on calling me. Like that little dog.
So do you check out in advance then, kind of like you ring your mates and go, "Do you want to meet up?" "Oh, yeah, I haven't seen you in ages, PJ." "Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll come around to you, will I?" I'll come around to you. What have you got in? What do you mean, what have you got in? "Well, just have you filled or anything?" "Well, yeah. Is the heating on?" "Yeah."
"Yeah,
I'll be around now."
"Will you be there long?" "No, I'm going now." Shite. Just give us your Netflix password there anyway, while I have you.
Leave a key.
Yeah, leave a key, I'll go in.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever you're going on holidays, Jim, if you need someone looking after the house, I'm your man. I'm your man. You can count on me, buddy.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
All I ask for is a fridge full of food. That's it.
Suppose you want to lift home, do you?
Well, today?
No, yeah, and I mean, you probably want to lift to my home.
Yeah, too, right? I'm not going out there on my own. Wild West, zombies and all sorts of bats in those hills.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.